Left joins conservatives in uproar over Joe Biden's war on women. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 26, 2021. An angry firestorm from both left-wing feminists and conservative constitutionalists is besieging President Joe Biden, who, on day one of his presidency, issued an executive order that removes any legal recognition of the two sexes and eradicates protections women have enjoyed in the federal government and other arenas such as bathroom privacy and sports. Hashtag Biden erased women is the hashtag vocal feminist groups such as Women's Liberation Front, WLF, are using to urge their members to object to what they view as Biden's unprecedented attack on women's rights and liberty for everybody. Joe Bartosz, a UK journalist who is campaigning for the rights of women and girls, wrote at SpikeOnline.com that Biden has set off his own war on women, which the left is attempting to dismiss as they fawn over the fact he is not Donald Trump. Self-righteous orthodox left-wingers in the UK have been gushing in their praise of Biden, not because of who he is but rather because of who he isn't. It seems that to them, women's rights are a fair trade for a new, less obviously obnoxious president. One wonders if the women in mixed-sex hospital wards, prisons and refuges agree. After celebrating a return to banality with Trump out of office, gay left-of-center writer Andrew Sullivan nevertheless warned Friday that Biden has ambitions that are much more radical. Biden, Sullivan wrote, is junking the concept of equality of opportunity and replacing it with equity, or equality of outcomes. Most people won't notice that this new concept has been introduced. Equity, equality, it all sounds the same. But they'll soon find out the difference, he continued. The paradox, of course, is that to achieve equity you have to first take away equality for individuals who were born in the wrong identity group. Equity means treating individuals unequally so that groups are equal. Sullivan observed that Biden's LGBTQ+ executive order is taken directly from critical gender and queer theory. Most decent people support laws that protect transgender people from discrimination, which, after the Bostick decision, is already the law of the land. But this is not enough for Biden. He takes the view that the law should go further and insists that trans women are absolutely indistinguishable from biological women, which erases any means of enforcing laws that defend biological women as a class. If your sex is merely what you say it is, without any reference to biological reality, then it is no longer sex at all. It's gender, period. It's socially constructed all the way down. Sullivan, who said he wants Biden to succeed in general, still noted his radical adoption of transgender ideology will backfire on him as he draws the ire of many constitutionalists who will defend the religious liberty and those who value the privacy and protection of women. Biden's woke rampage in the federal government won't last, because it cannot last if our Constitution means anything, he wrote. So let the lawsuits commence as Biden alienates and inflames his moderate supporters and snubs practices that most Americans take as common sense. Conservative activist Gary Bauer, of the Campaign for Working Families, wrote Monday about the irony of election polls showing young women voted overwhelmingly for Joe Biden. And his response to those young women was to issue an executive order that may well eliminate women's sports as a place for young women to excel. He said, adding that many female high school athletes lost scholarship opportunities because of the adoption of policies based on transgender ideology. Bauer wrote, the Trump administration attempted to address these injustices. But here comes Mr. Nice Guy, who we're told is a moderate. He issued an executive order last week, which, if it stands, will potentially destroy women's sports over the next decade, denying your daughters and granddaughters of the opportunities that Title IX has provided for the past 49 years. So, the president who is in office largely because he won the women's vote has just created a regime where your 17-year-old daughter may have to compete against a 17-year-old boy in track and other sports, he observed. When she loses the competition, she may have to take a shower with him when it's all over.